This is K2PCB. K2PCB, listening for any call.
K2PCB, this is KE2GDQ. I have a copy on you.
Good morning there, Red. Some unexpected snow this morning. I was not expecting it to be as heavy as it was. I knew it was going to be cold. I wasn't expecting, it wasn't a lot. It was a couple inches, but it was a heavy couple inches. And, so I'm running a little bit behind. Not too bad. Good morning.
Yeah, I had heard in the forecast that we were going to get snow, or at least cold, a little more snow than I thought we were going to get. I did hear the plow go through sometime through the night, woke me up as it rumbled down the street. It's a cold start to the day. It's hard to believe that spring is like on Friday.
Yeah, I did see that on the calendar, and I'm like, oh, no. It's already here. And, it's funny. I'm getting ready this morning. Lynn was up early. In fact, she was up before I was. And she was sitting there in the living room when I went to leave. And I opened up the door, and I look out, and I'm like, oh, wow, did you see the snow out there? And she's like, oh, yeah. Yeah, I looked out the window, and I had seen that as soon as I first got up. I'm thinking, you didn't see anything. But that's okay. I pulled my truck forward to get my snow brush out of the bed of the truck, and my tailgate was a little, not frozen, but a little stuck to the towel cover. So I had to take, it took a couple pulls to get it to release. But, we're in the move. I'll say good morning, Jeff. I think Jeff's in there. K2PCB here.
Good morning, KC2 and PM. Who left the freezer door open? Look at it outside. Oh, gosh. I didn't get power until about 9:30 last night. Took Zoe to her wrestling banquet. It was just the two of us. Jennifer's like, yeah, I'm in no shape to leave the house. So we get there, have a wonderful time. And then on the way home, Jen's like, hey, it's getting cold in here. Can you stop and pick up some more wood? I started a fire. We do have a fireplace, so she's not like she just had a random fire in the middle of the living room. So I drop Zoe off, and then I run and get fuel for the generator that powering the refrigerator. Go get 5 bundles at the local gas station of wood that's been sealed in plastic. And I'm on my way home, and Jen's like, we got power. I'm like, well, of course, the best thing I could do is buy stuff to benefit from dying, and now the power's back. But other than that, and now my car is in this white shell of ice. I had to scrape it out. Like, we didn't sign up for this.
Well, at least you guys will have the bundles of wood sitting there in case we have a another April snowstorm, or you guys just want to have some glasses of wine by the fire. On a nice spring day, yeah, completely up to you. You've got options now.
And Jennifer, of course, is unfamiliar with the fireplace and had the flute was closed and the smoke alarms going off in the house. And she's just, I think I might lose it tonight. I'm going to go bonkers and just go off the deep end. And then I told her what to do, and she's like, oh.
Yeah, not a bad idea to maybe take the opportunity to do some training for the both of them in case they're home alone in a similar situation. You guys can't get back there right away, or you can't get back there right away, and they can do that on their own. To think if it was like 1900, you'd probably have the kids trained by the time they're a couple years old.
Yeah, we were in the dark ages, definitely. But, and Zoe ended up grabbing all her stuff, and she came upstairs and slept by the fire. And she's like, I want to sleep next to the fire. She's obsessed with fire.
Yeah, I'm surprised you guys were out so long. I know Like you said, Ross said he came back on, but his internet was down for quite a while after. Lynn's niece, who lives over on Two Rod, she was down, and she was probably on the same portion of the grid that you were on, because Lynn was talking to her at like 7:30, and she was still down. And, it didn't affect us. I think Brad hasn't mentioned anything, so I assume Brad has power the whole time.
And I still don't have internet. So hopefully that'll get resolved today.
Yeah, we never lost power at all through the weekend. I don't even think the lights flickered that I'm aware of. So we've been good. Still have cable and internet. So life is good.
I'm assuming I would start near the trees falling.
Yeah, Brad, I might have to ask you to back off the mic a little bit if you're close to it again. It seems like your audio is on the high side again.
How's that?
Well, those two words were good. See how it goes through. Yeah, it gets this like over deviation and popping every now and again. I don't know if you hear that on your side, Jeff, but I can definitely hear it on mine. And today I'm coming in through DB switch, which makes it a little more pronounced.
Okay, I gotta practice keeping the microphone further away from my mouth so I don't chew on it again.
You know, I think for the most part, when you're going RF to RF, you don't really notice it, or radio to radio through RF. When you connect into the digital systems, which have limited audio bandwidths, it tends to make itself known when it's over deviating like that. So, not a huge deal. And I'm just navigating my way through here. What else did I have? I don't think I have anything else new and exciting. I was contemplating getting out on Saturday, but unlike Sunday where we had snow and a quick meltdown, I don't know what the outlook is for this meltdown.
Well, according to my weather app, by Friday we should be around 40 degrees, Saturday 50 with rain in the evening, and then back down on Monday, back down to 32. So looks like we're in a roller coaster of weather for a while.
Yeah, sounds like a good recipe for continued sinus disturbances. Yeah, it's been driving me crazy. You probably hear that I'm a little winded, not being able to fully breathe through my nose. I know I tend to sound nasally or high-pitched in general, but this definitely doesn't help. Well, we know by the fact that we're talking on this system together here that Ross's internet is back up and running. Good morning, Ross, if you're out there.
Well, good morning to you, Travis, and good morning to Brad. Getting on the road right now. I'm running very late. I get my get going to work here.
Was the snow a surprise to you when you stepped out the door this morning like it was for me, or had you seen it starting to come down?
When I went to bed last night, I noticed that it was starting to snow then. I'm like, I don't know, should I get up early and, do some shoveling, which I did this morning. I usually shovel a path for Evelyn to get to the bus, and then today, of course, is garbage day. Got to do it on the garbage day, so got to get all that going too. So it was recycling, so I have three whammies there. I have to get going before I get on the road in the morning.
Well, I would say don't stop for gas this morning if you were thinking about making it one more to that list. I stopped there on Saturday. Oh, my goodness. It probably took me over 10 minutes to fill my truck. In fact, I was standing out there, and like, okay, this is ridiculous. I'm going to go sit in the truck. I know they tell you not to get in and out of your vehicle, but I hopped in where there was still some residual heat, and I'm sitting there for a few minutes, and I look back, and I'm like, I'm up to 4 gallons. Oh, my goodness. And waited a little while. I got up a couple more, and I'm like, did I not click the lever up all the way? Hop out again. No, it's up all the way. Even giving it a good grip doesn't really increase it that much. Interesting. Hop back in. Yeah, it took forever. I don't know what's up with the pump pressure over there at Quick Fill.
Sometimes it's the same way at Locum Farms there. I don't know if they get a better accurate gallon, maybe, running floor. Because they're pumping very slow, too. It'll take me a good 5 minutes for them to pump me out about 10 gallons.
So, Ross, you said something about it takes about 5 minutes for 10 gallons. Yeah, that's too long. And what did you say? You guys doubled. What did you say, Jeff? Did you say if you let it off and re-grip it, it'll pump faster?
Yeah, sometimes if you re-grip, like let it turn it off and then turn it back on, it'll kick back in because it purges the system because there might be an air bubble somewhere that shouldn't be.
Okay, that'll give me a solution, or give me a potential solution, something to try. I do like going to Quick Fill because you get the discounts there. Just for signing up for the 7-Eleven, not Quick Fill. I'm sorry, I keep saying Quick Fill, but I mean 7-Eleven. 7-Eleven gives you the rewards. Yeah, this is all 7-Eleven, I'm sorry. But I've got 6:45, so with that rant, I'll probably say 73, and I'll listen out for a second as I gather my stuff, and then I'm going to head on in. This is K2PCB.
73 as well. See everyone on the inside. And Brad, we'll see you later tonight. KT2NBN, out.
73 is K2PCB and KC2NVM. You guys have great days, and Jeff, I'll see you tonight, and we'll talk to KC2PET if he's in there.
Yep, good morning to you, Brad. Nice, wonderful, snowy morning. Was not looking forward to this, but it's here again. But hopefully it'll melt off soon.
Yeah, yesterday afternoon when we were doing some stuff around the house, Karen noticed that it was snowing outside, and then it just kept getting worse and worse. And then this morning, sometime through the night, I heard the plow go down the street, rumbling through, woke me up. Winter has come back with a vengeance. It just doesn't want to let go this year.
Yeah, I got to stop making a habit of this late getting on the road stuff. This is the second time this week I've been late getting going. Yesterday was power related, and now I didn't realize there was this much snow, and now I'm kind of late to getting to work again. Hopefully I'll make it.
Well, you made it yesterday, so hopefully you'll make it on time today, too. I heard that the roads were kind of slick. You've come down Broadway. How's the road there?
Broadway's pretty good. They got it down to Blacktop again. I'm leaving my street. I'm probably the only one down our street right now cutting a path. It was a little challenging there, but I think underneath it's still warm. And they did put salt down last night, but I'm sure it melted and refroze again. And they made a nice ice layer underneath everything.
Yeah, that makes sense because I'm sure the streets and driveways and sidewalks were still kind of warm from the sun that we had, or the warm weather the other day. My street looked a little slick. I don't know if they put any salt down on it. Obviously, I haven't been outside yet to test anything. So, hopefully, but it's going to be cold all day, and then even tomorrow is not supposed to be much better.
Yeah, I also have my daughter's fun night. Yeah, that was pretty good. The school had that going on. The only thing is, I should have, as much as I washed my hands and everything, I feel like I got a little bit of something. Just been congested. Hasn't been anything at all serious, and I don't know. It was just, I was like, wow, I'll go. I was very cautious because I know the school's a breeding ground for germs, but still managed to get something from there.
Yeah, I'm wondering if it's this weather, too, because I kind of felt that way. Yes, I was with the kids for a little bit, but you know, over the weekend, but they weren't sneezing or coughing or anything. So hopefully things are okay. Maybe it's just the wind stirring up a lot of stuff, especially the last couple of days when it was warmer and things were drying out a little bit.
Oh, maybe. I know when it was warm, I didn't throw my daughter's humidifier. I slept out, got slept better. But now we're back to the Arctic blast again, and now we're going the other way again. Maybe. That could have something to do with it.
Yeah, very well could be. Because there's times that I would just sneeze for no apparent reason. And my sinus has been acting up a little bit lately, so... We'll see. Hopefully it'll clear up.
So did you try a crossband repeat on your global yet?
No, I haven't, Ross. I keep thinking I'm going to try it, and then next thing I know I'm picking up some other little project around the house or doing something. Like yesterday, I had to get stuff ready to reload. I got to reload a bunch of bullets today. For tonight, had to reload over the weekend for my trap. It seems like I'm running out of doing too many things.
Well, that's not a bad thing. Stay busy. I see a lot of people, as soon as they retire, they do nothing but sit in their couch or chair, and I think that's the worst thing for you. I think what you're doing is perfect. Yeah, stay busy, stay active. I was just thinking, once you get that going, because I'm sure when it gets, especially it does get nicer, you will have, you probably may want to go for a walk in the morning, and then you can, like I said, set that up, and you can take your HT with you and walk, take us with you on your walk.
Yeah, that way I could kill two birds with one stone, wouldn't I? Yeah, I like that idea. Hopefully today, once I get my stuff reloaded for tonight, I should have some time to work on the crossband repeater. So hopefully I can get that done today.
Yeah, it's another one of those things. Once you do it, it should be a piece of cake.
Yeah, it's just doing it. I do like the idea of it, that if I ever needed, you know, in an emergency situation to have some repeater set up, that would be good. Speaking of, that's one of the things I need to look at is getting a battery backup for my my radio. Any suggestions?
Well, a few things. Probably, well, you can get one of those backup generator style ones. I know those have 12 volts in them. You can get 12 volts out of them, and also, if you want to run stuff around the house, you can double it as a backup generator if you want to run lights and stuff in the house. Or, if you want to go the simple way, I guess you can get, just a battery off of Amazon, you know, and keep it tied to your mobile, and it will keep it topped off all the time. Yeah, there's several options out there you can get.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, something that I could keep, you know, for my mobile, just in case, you know, we did lose power for, you know, a while, or there was some other things going on, I'd be able to at least listen, if not, you know, communicate. Obviously, I'm going to have the HTs try to keep those batteries topped off all the time. So at least I have those, but I'd like to have something with a little more power.
Yeah, I figure if you stick probably with like a maybe a 50 amp hour battery, you know, it'll get you some good runtime on it. Yeah, I got, well, of course, I have my solar at home. I got like over 400 amp hours, so I'm good, I think, on that side of things. If I ever had to, I could just tap into that. But, yeah, I don't know, 50 is a good round number. It'll get you a lot of receive time, and it'll get you some talk time out of it as well.
Yeah, I think you're right. I'll do some more research on that. I think out in the shed, I might have some old solar lights that, you know, we used around the garden. I'm thinking maybe it's time to now take those apart and see if I can't build an array to build a small battery charger.
Yeah, that might work. That might work. You could get, get enough of them together, you can probably get a good, nice little panel going. And if that doesn't work, I know Tractor Supply does carry some. But I'm just pulling here, Brad. I'm running a little late, but I got to get in there. So KD2GDQ, this is KD2PT. Thanks, Brad. You have a good day. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
KC2PET 73s, have a great day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow, and we're clear of the channel.